It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters. Our guest this week is Nathan Mueller. He's a cropping systems extension educator in Saline County, and we're going to get an update from you this week, Nathan, on the condition of the wheat crop in the eastern part of the state. We did see some cold weather come through earlier this week, and at the end of last week, we see another front coming through, expected to see some more freezing temperatures. So, what is the update at this point with our wheat crop in the eastern part of the state?
Sure. Yeah. The wheat crop overall looked pretty good earlier this spring, and farmers have been calling me quite a few questions in regards to fertilizer management, even herbicide questions, and getting out there on that. So the wheat crop's really progressed with the warm weather we've had, and so it's really moved along. And some fields are about done tillering already in southeast Nebraska. We're up in northeast, things are still quite a bit smaller. But yes, the cold temperatures this morning, April 10th, we had down to 15 degrees, I think, in York, and 17 degrees in Lincoln, and 20 degrees down in Beatrice. So we're definitely going to see some leaf burn, and in some cases maybe a little bit more damage than that. And so it'll be definitely time for growers as we get a little bit better temperatures here after this cold period and snow that they're predicting to look at damage and assessment moving forward.
Of course, Mother Nature will have the final say, as she always does, but any recommendations you're giving the producers in our current situation, where we're at with the wheat crop right now?
Yeah, I've worked with a couple growers just looking at their nitrogen management program, maybe considering split applications where they would put some now on at green up and then maybe come right before jointing and put a second shot of nitrogen. That obviously decreases risk in terms of having a lot of inputs out there early in the season as well. And, growers had quite a few questions on stand establishments. So I did put a YouTube video out there of how you can use a PVC grid that's 1/10,000th of an acre to look at early plant population this spring to assess stand, if that's a wheat crop that you want to keep and it's in good shape, or maybe it didn't get as good a stand as you want, and that might be a cover crop. And those are both legitimate options for growers in eastern Nebraska. Continuing questions, things moving forward, fertility. We are running into sulfur deficiency on a more regular basis, and so really been encouraging the growers to consider that as part of their fertilizer management program in wheat, because it has not only implications on yield, but also on the quality of that seed and what that ends up for end use for flowering uses. So it has both a quantity and a quality aspect to sulfur in our fertilizer programs for wheat.
All right. Thanks so much. It's Nathan Mueller. He is a cropping systems extension educator in Saline County, joining us this week for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.